April 16th, 2013, It's a Watt from Pedro Show.
Let's do it. Only one, though, huh?
All right.
With the intro.
Okay, where's the intro? Oh, yeah.
Better refresh your memories about it. You haven't done that now for an hour.
Yeah, well, we're playing in that same tempo.
That's right.
One, here we go.
Just so everybody knows that you're playing Sweet School. Don't that you can do anything you want, but just walk. Every round.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Introduction.
So you do the intro. No, it's here. Be the last two chords.
Rich, okay. Straight on the chords?
Yeah, I'm all
right. Just play the intro and play right on the chords. Well, here you go.
Hey, how many chords is this?
One each.
One and, for Miles, one for him, for you, and then a fourth chorus for everybody.
Train and I'll play one, you know, together, out, right?
And that's out.
Under right. You? Yeah, under it.
Watt from Pedro Show. You just heard Sawako doing one. Start off the show with Sweet Sue, Just You. It's a little talk between Leonard Bernstein and Miles Davis there. Of course, John Coltrane was in the room too. I tell you, who ain't in the room. Everybody else. It's Man Alone Show. I'm here in my pad in Pedro. Brother Matt's back is really hurting him, so I'm not at the Love Grotto. And, yeah, no guest. So, man alone mode. You're going to hear a lot of music this edition. Starting right now.
Thank you.
Pedro show started off there with something with a scary title. Yeah, Dirty Beach is doing Love is the Devil. After that was something brand new from Guided by Voices, Noble Insect. That's kind of scary too. After that was Our Culture number 2, chapter 2. Yeah, it makes me think of this August. Me, Fratello Andrea, Fratello Stefano, gonna record Canto Secondo, Chapter 2. Gonna make a new El Sogno de Marinaio album, the next one. Anyway, that was GFR. After that was Petra Hayden from her new album. Petra goes to the movies, you know, she does a cappella versions of these theme songs. So this was Rebel Without a Cause main title. She dresses up like these people too, if you look at the artwork. So she's got the Jimmy Dean red coat on. Yeah. I remember having a picture like that in the first apartment I had when I was 18. I had that picture of Jimmy Dean, not Petra. I got it now. Look at it. Yeah, the red coat. Clint Eastwood on the back. Inside the booklet, there's a... Yeah. It's great. Great record. Congratulations, Pet. Then Mind Control from Super Fast Girly Show. Yeah, you know, Brother Phil's part of the band now. With Brother Pasha and Brother Alan. I had a great honor to play with them in their Liverpool town. It was a happening gig. Two basses. Speaking of two basses, no, one bass, one drum. It sounds like two basses because Brother Ben is such a happening cat. I'm talking about nice sharp pencils with Brother Chris on drums there. And them doing something from their new album called Masquerade. And, yeah, another incredible band from England. Not Liverpool, though. They're up more close by Halifax. Actually, what's it called? Sawbury Ridge. Yeah. Really happening gig I had there. And God, it's coming on 2 months now. Hundreds of drums from Dark Woods by Predrag Dlibicic. Cat from Perth. I just got flowed some tracks to put some bass on. Thank you, Predrag. And finally, Little Black Egg by the Blood Drain Cows. And they're out of New Mexico, near Santa Fe. Mr. Greg Turner. Yesterday, I got to record with some gentlemen I haven't played with in many years. As Porno for Pyros. Of course, I've played with Perk and Peter many times as Hellride since then, but it's been 17 years since Porno for Pyros, so to get to record, it was a song called Little Me up in Santa Monica, but kind of Brentwood. I don't know. It's parts unfamiliar to a Pedro dude, so. But I'm here to learn, so it was interesting. Actually, the record itself was very exciting, and it was a good time. It was a good spirit. Yeah. I'll go back Thursday and do another tune. I think it's called Agua. And I don't know. Pear, Peter, Pert, we were just all... It was a joy to be with them, believe me. You know, this Inferno for Pyros was the first time I played for another band. It was back in 96. I did some tours and I recorded a couple tunes. And it really broadened my, I don't know what you call it. In fact, it made me want to do Madonna B gigs because Pear had dancers. So I wanted to do gigs with a band with dancers. So, I wonder what happened to those dancers. Yeah, what were their names? Miranda, Daniela. People I didn't really know. I think it was Ron Dinkins who got them. They were good dancers. They loved Madonna. It was genuine. Here's some brand new Deer Hunter.
Yeah. I was broken when I was born. I was happy when I was born. When I was ignorant, I smiled all the time. I played with other children, I set myself on fire. This way is obscure. By damage and by doubt, but no one left to pull me out of my own mess. No one left to think for me anymore. Whoa.
Nobody else. is this is Kevin. Where is
shopping in the rain. Keeps me occupied all day. Special offers leave a lot to be desired. Even in the rain. Retail therapy can always do the trick. Cash is king, they always say. But the queen of hearts has stolen all the tops. Even down in Spain.
Show. You just heard "So This Is How It Feels" from Stella Peach. That's for Nicholas up there in the Bay Area. I think I gotta drive up to San Francisco Sunday and bring up some stuff. A buddy of mine's pop passed away, and so yeah, bring some old 78s and stuff. Saturday, I play with Pizzo and Jerzo in Long Beach at Fingerprints. 7:30, I think we play Saturday. It's Record Store Day. Yeah. April 20. Celebrate the record store. Before Stella Peach, Maeve Mills with Bendar Seri Bhagawan by Night. I got to meet Maeve again in, it's the first time I played that town. Sheffield, yeah. He came down from Leeds. Last time I had seen Maeve before February. Or was it March? Beginning of March. Yeah. It was in the early 90s, and Dose played with Chumbawamba, and he was playing bass for those cats. He making his own music now. He's a great, great man. After all these years to connect again, it was a truly treasured moment for me. He's beautiful. Ahead of that was Hugh Cornwell with "I Want One of Those." He's the original Strangler singer, if you don't know. On his own now. Good cat. Now, before that, another band from England, a tune called Use. I got asked to mix a song. I don't get asked that much. I usually get asked for just bass. But the song I picked, the tracks got lost. At least they got the master. I love that song. It was called Don't Decide. Anyway, now's got a new album. Check that out. A Sick Man's Dream ahead of that with a tune called Absurda. SRC with Ambition ahead of that. Ed Cole with This Way in front of that. That's from Rainey. She brought that down from Eugene. And we start off with something brand new from Deer Hunter. They got a new album. Monomania, it's called, I think. Hope I didn't fuck that up. Anyway, that song's called Leather Jacket 2. You know, like our culture 2. You know, like two Roman numeral eyes. I got a record coming out too. It's a 7-inch of the Black Gang, but since I can't play with Nels because he's out touring with Wilco right now, and Bob Lee is available, but we need Nels, so I'm with my second man, and we're going to do the two songs that are on this 7-inch. Org Music, putting it out. One side, Rebel Girl from Bikini Kill, and 30 Days in the Hole from Humble Pie. So it's me and the Black Gang covering two tunes and making it a Black Gang. Anyway, yeah, we get to give it the second man treatment. We're at the end of the first hour, April 16th, 2013 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. April 16th, 2013. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
long time. scale the grand old face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers and some to folks you know. Holy ghost and talk show host are planting in the sand to beautify the foothills, shake the many hands.
Nothing on the top of the blanket and above, and an innocent book about birds. See a lot of them, but zombies can. Who needs action when you got the words?
When you finish with the mud, then you can stop and look at what you've done. Platters clean, no dirt to be seen, and the work, it was fun.
Nothing on the top but the bacon and a mop, and an innocent book about birds. See a lot of them, but zombies can. Who needs action when you got the words?
Many a hand began to scan around for the next plateau. Some say it was Greenland, some say Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. Those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if they could.
Staring at the wood, I try to warn the young dog.
Started off the second hour with something brand new from the Paranoid Critical Revolution. A tune called Bite in the Hand. God, I can't remember the name of the record. Something red or crimson or something like that. Anyway, Reg and got a singer now, so they're a trio and incredible band. After that, we heard Crazy Woman Drivers with Blistering Estrogen. I just got to meet Marcia. I got to do a spiel with Mr. Billy Bragg, Mr. Joey Shithead, and at the NPR station, because everybody was in different towns, so it was linked up. Marcia with the music. She's in a couple of bands, but here's some of that. And All Lady Power Trio out of Long Beach, Strong Beach. And we heard a dinosaur covering somebody. Maybe a French band. The tune's called Entertainment, but it's not that old show tune. After that, we heard Franklin Mint with Teeth. Then a cover of The Meat Puppets Plateau by The Passengers. Our very own Carnage Asada here in SoCal with Raymond's Casket. Dave Markey's in on that. He's got a new album on Thick Syrup. Also a new album by Mr. Shimmy and a tune off there called Colors. And finally it was S. Klain and R. Gangbang with Long Memory. I don't mean to be so long-winded. Here's some more music.
On my skin, I may look upon the dead, they're scheming, the chocolate on the cheek, and the constant joke, the pelting joy I've known, it's green inside the cracks, getting lighter on my heart. Every day to be well and in the world, you gotta be both sick and brave to move past redwoods on a train and be pulled down the hall. We'll always know my heart now. It's getting lighter as I go. The feelings that most feel get roughed up in my head. They travel through the thorns and the tooth-filled traps. Some good ones make it out, but most get taught I must be stopped. I would burn down my body if it makes their path more clear. I may look upon the dead, but less scheming, the chocolate on the cheek and the constant joy, the pelting joy I've known. It's green inside the cracks, getting loud on my heart. It's getting loud on my heart. It's getting loud on my heart.
Snapper is the lettuce of fish. Strawberry is an especially scaly fish among fruit. You know you're nearer the end when all these bits and flecks and scraps and trash stick to your feet.
Pedro show, you just heard Respect the Bus by the Dippers. Headed up was the Father Figures with Fleece and the Peace. Then we had our very own Richard Meltzer doing Metal with me, Miss Yuko, as Spielgusher. I know I played on that record, but I love it. I love Richard. Ahead of that was Dan Jones with Little Rooms of Their Own. Little Rooms, not Little Moms. Sorry, Dan. Another cool cat out of Eugene. And Philly band, the Clubber Lang band, with Lobster Boy Lament. Before that, and even more before, was Dear Hoof from their new album, and a song called Mario's Flaming Whiskers. Three, this time, three of those Roman numeral eyes. And we start everything off with Evan and his band Family Room. I don't know what came after Worker Bee. And a tune called Wait 6 Weeks. He's in New York City now, too. He left San Jose. So, of course, he had to have another band. He's a music man. It's in him, big time. And he can't help himself. Like a lot of us who get bit by the bug, right? Some of us, yeah, we go only so long and then we stop. Then others of us, we go down swinging. The incredible thing is we run into each other and can join to make things as we continue on our paths. Yeah, I start thinking of the Kierkegaard and Fear and Trembling. It ain't a big book. If you got a chance to get this little book, Soren Kierkegaard, some thought for food. We're at the end of the second hour of the April 16, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. June 16, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
I don't really follow superhero stuff.
I shoot ice out of my hands. Look, let me show you what I'm talking about.
Turn that down, just ready to roll. big bastard did.
So
together, rest in peace will be. We will gather, play, travel.
In the pines, in the pines. che mi eccita sentirti qua.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. You heard a lot of music there. Started the third hour off with Freesia, Kite High. Then Sean Lennon with My Hero. Ready on the Line by Big Sur after that. Fearless Leader with Sex Change. That's got Bob Lee on the drums. Respect Bob Lee. It Happens Naturally. Followed that. 200 Angels Talk of Ain't. 208 Talk of Angels. Trippy band name, but they still deserve respect. And not me fucking it up. I'm so sorry. Truly. Idiot. What? Baka. And then Art Tripp and the Static Sound doing mouth care, mother care. Mouth care. That's what I need is a mouth care. Talking care. And the James Rocket with Opted In following that. Rockets and Knots by the Hormones. Next, In the Pines by Dave Preshen. Then we heard Bira Ipichi live from Scratchy Mountain. And Effermitly. And so is this next Ben Carne with Hippopotamo. And then Cannibal Cow with Yes You. Where are they from? Maybe San Francisco. All ladies, I think. And then another Italian band, Giovanni Altopio Gin with Ninja with their new album. And finally, The Leaving by Dot Hacker. No, not The Leaving. Believing. Not believe like you have faith in, but I will be leaving. Very clever. Of course, their lineup includes Prince Brother Jonathan out of Nebraska. Now, here's our final block of music for this edition. Thank you.
the sinners that revel against my laws. He teaches the lute to the nations in an unknown eternal life. Come hither into the desert and turn these stones to bread. Vain, foolish man, wilt thou believe without experiment and build a world of fantasy upon my great abyss, a world of shapes and craving lust and devouring passion?
Internally, you again, you again, you again.
faded, pretty faded right now. I haven't really slept in a few months. Back in the cold without a hold. Back in the cold without a hold. A hold on the toll.
Okay, people, this last section of music here, I want to dedicate it to the last cat you heard, Theodore Wiggs, Noel Flynn the Younger. I can't remember if I ever met this man, but he passed away earlier this week, or sometime last week, in the last few days, and played in guitar and Scarcity of Tanks. Just very sad. And my heart goes out to him and his friends and his family. We started off with The Cozy Little Corner in Hell Reserved for Bad Drivers by C-Star Sound. Actually, I was thinking about that crazy violence with the running in Boston, you know, and but it was a tragedy, so I kind of mixed it with this. Which, you know, yeah. Trippy feelings in my head. Anyway, we heard Tom Herman from Perubu doing a tune called From Blake off his solo album. An incredible hero to me. And then we heard Scarcity of Tanks doing Ohio Captives. Tom from Cleveland, living there. Scarcity Tanks, Cleveland. Finally, Pretty Faded by Theodore Wiggs, Noel Flynn the Younger. And, yeah. These matters of living and dying, can be, yeah, they're tough. They're intense. So to put, try to make sense of them, maybe you can't. And so my heart goes out, truly. I'm sensitive. This stuff shakes me up. But also, maybe in another way, it gives me fuel for more fire in my belly to bring what I got to the base or whatever spiel. I'm going to be with my second men at Fingerprints in Long Beach Saturday for Record Store Day. Well, that's an important thing. You know, the culture of actually talking to people face to face in a place where there's music. I think it's also connected with this idea of vinyl, which is, yeah, kind of work. The noun, you know, a work. I was part of a documentary called I Need That Record. And it was about demise of record stores. Noam Chomsky's in it, too. You can look it up on the net. Anyway, kind of awkward man alone edition of the Juan Pedro Show. Yeah, it's tough just feeling like this. But I wanted to play you some music. So it's been the April 16, 2013 edition of the Juan Pedro Show. Everybody, thanks for bearing with me. And please keep your powder dry.